Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's Wednesday the 28th of July, 2010. Coming up to 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. Just been listening to Andy Taylor. I've just driven to client site. So, I'm going to buy my parking ticket. Just been listening to Andy. Walking along the beach to work. It does sound good. I think it's a very nice thing to record. Shame about all the wind noise, but you know, that's just a byproduct. You can hear most of what Andy's saying, which is good. Interesting to hear about the customary customs around this game of conference call, random word game. I can see it being good if you've got a bunch of people in the same location, all on a conference call. And so all those people in the same location can look at each other and giggle on mute and all that sort of thing. I can see that working really well. Making it much more enjoyable. Definitely. Sounds like face-to-face is going to be a bad way to do it. I have been on some conference calls, and I'm just finding it very, very, very challenging, I must admit. Much more challenging than I thought I would. I'm not really one for making fruit-based analogies. I do make analogies when necessary to illustrate things, but I don't often use fruit in those analogies, so I'm just finding it a bit bizarre, finding it a bit difficult to sort of do it in a way which people won't think that's a bit odd thing for Simon to say. So I'm going to keep trying though. It seems a bit of a challenge. Well, certainly is a challenge. So yeah, I'm going to keep trying and maybe I'll get there eventually. Andy, if you've had any progress of your cucumber challenge, it'd be good to know. If you've had a chance with that yet. Doing a lot of driving, Andy. Surprised, I thought you used to fly everywhere on business. Certainly if you're going up to islands up in Scotland, the fact that you're not driving, I find most bizarre. Has there been a change in policy in your company that they no longer fly and you have to drive? And do you have to use your own personal car for that and claim back mileage, or do you get a company car? It sounds like you're using your own car. Or maybe that is a company car, I don't know. Interesting to know. Work is very busy. Very busy indeed. I'm working all the hours that I can, really. It's a bit ridiculous. I get home and I spend some time with the kids a bit, but I'm always checking the emails. Oh, I'm going to be making lots of wind noise now. I'm always checking the emails. And I'm still working on emails and on my laptop until sort of midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then when I get up, it's just non-stop. It's non-stop. As soon as I get up, there's emails that need to be addressed straight away. And things that need to be done straight away. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. I'm probably going about it all the wrong way. How do you manage with that, Andy? Anyone else out there listening? My imaginary friends? Right, I'm parked up and running out of things to say, so take care. I will speak to you again very soon.